Hello, I'm Madiah Spookle.
And I'm Ronald Donald, son of Sam.
And welcome,
if you dare,
to an extra spooky edition of Boot, That's a Different Gory,
where we bring you stories so downright frightening, you'll need to listen with the lights on.
Today's segment, Horoscopes.
That's right, listeners. We've taken a crash course in constellational predictions with an emphasis in ghostational studies and a minor in shrieconomics.
First up, we have
Asterius.
Listeners born between January 20th and February 18th are in for an insomniatic treat. The worlds are just aligned right now for a demon spirit to possess the unused pillow in your bed. Its jealousy for never being used leads it to slowly steal precious sleep from you every night while you remain unconscious, leading to a constant feeling of grogginess and fatigue. But do not let lack of sleep beguile your sense of humor, and beware the full moon, unless you don't mind annoying people with your werewolf, theirwolf joke.
Have you heard the one about the ghost from Nantucket?
His sheet was so long he could tuck it?
Classic ghost humor. Next on the list,
Dices.
Those who entered this world between February 19th and March 20th will be experiencing a flux in eerie energy caused by the many recently deceased celebrities entering the spirit world reflecting astral waves back towards you, leading to some much unwanted attention being cast your way. Be sure to take paranoid notice that every conversation you overhear at work is secretly about you. Do not let the smiles and polite waves fool you. All of your coworkers covertly meet up every Friday after work for the sole purpose of discussing how ridiculous your new haircut looks and the intensity of your overwhelming body odor. You may want to open up to them about this, but it's okay to keep some parts of your life under wraps, especially your skin after you're cursed by that mummy.
At least you'll never have to worry about finding yourself stranded in a bathroom stall with no toilet paper.
Talk about King Tutankhamun.
Third down the line.
Aries.
Those of you who escaped the womb between March 21st and April 19th had better watch what you eat. The dietary deities are not casting fortune in your favor this month, as light reflects from Earth's noxiously cheese-filled moon directly onto your eating entity. Your goal to add more vegetables to your life will take a turn when you meet the Headless Horseman. But don't let ghoulish gourds completely consume you. Keep aware of your senses to sniff out at least some sweetness in the world, like that house over there, made of your favorite tasty treats. Look, the lady who lives there has a big warm oven, and she's calling your name. Maybe she has something special in store just for you.
How many gingerbread men do you think a single gingerbread man must murder in order to build a gingerbread house for his family?
I'm not sure, but I've got a crazy urge to paint our studio walls flesh-colored now.
Next horoscope up is
Gorus.
Listeners who took their first breath between April 20th and May 20th may need to look down the line for their predictions as their astral traffic is taking a detour through the underworld. Suffice it to say, someday, maybe soon, maybe far, you will be hit by a car. This will happen shortly after turning down advances from the not-so-single warlock parent of an 8-year-old at the opening night of Cars 5, which you are only there for because you need the bright lights and booming THX sound systems to drown out the constant moans of the dead automobiles that you crushed at your job at the junkyard. But you will have a brush with fame, as the car you are struck by is driven by a recently re-released O.J. Simpson.
I wonder if he'll be driving his classic Gord Bronco.
Maybe a Chevy Malibu.
Number 5 and barely alive.
Demonite!
Those of you who were getting their fresh baby bottoms spanked by a man in a surgical mask, for the first time at least, between the days of May 21st and June 20th, should be heavily advised to watch the phases of Uranus this month. but stay clear during its industrial goth phase because Uranus gets pretty insufferable. And not entirely unrelated, the case of diarrhea you have been experiencing is not from the lukewarm chicken salad you had for lunch today, but from the spirit of the pregnant cockroach and her 500 unborn larvae that you accidentally squished on the way out of Tony Roma's, enacting their sweet, stinky revenge.
Sounds like they'll be in for some ghost rule insectional problems.
Puts a new meaning to the term diarrhea.
Rounding up the end of the first half.
Cancer!
I guess cancer is scary enough as it is. Anyway, BTADS fans who first heard their mother's birthing screams between the days of June 21st and July 22nd should look forward to movement in their lives as energy travels through the cosmos, propelling new people into your life to comfort you in times of need. A strange being will visit you in your sleep and tell you everything will be okay. The following day, you will receive a call notifying you that a close relative is dying and has asked for you to take care of them in rural Oklahoma for the remaining days if you wish to inherit their mass fortune. They will remain in a stable condition for the next 30 years as your mental and physical health steadily declines to the point where you yourself are bedridden. However, you will gain a newfound appreciation for the elderly when your soul is devoured by the ancient ones.
It's funny to think that death is the scariest thing that could happen to a person, but it literally happens to every person.
I guess death is pretty non-discriminatory.
And after that is...
Leobotomy!
Listeners who made their debut into the wasteland of this world between the days of July 23rd and August 22nd should take heed to be kind when drinking and dining. Cosmopolitan rays of excess will be clouding your judgment as they pass their hazy waves onto you. During a time of intensified impairment, a late-night altercation with a bartender succubus will lead to a curse being put on you, making every alcohol you consume for the rest of your life taste exactly like Sambuca. But leaving booze behind will lead you to realize that life is a vast ocean and you will finally get your sea legs, only to have them bitten off by a great white shark, which will not be a metaphor.
It's an alcoholoween miracle.
Pour me a glass of that Jack-O-Lantern Daniels.
And coming down the line is...
Vergolin.
All who had their first swaddling between August 23rd and September 22nd should try not to be sucked down by the exponential force you are experiencing from Venus's gravity being reflected directly toward your spirits. Life may seem extra difficult this month, but don't let it get you down. The sewer grate that collapses under you as you pass over it, plunging you into the slimy depths of the earth, will soon let you hit literal rock bottom, allowing you to rebuild yourself from the underground up. That is, if the chuds don't devour you first.
If you think about it, many of us end up spending eternity underground.
All of us, once society collapses and we're buried under the rubble.
Don't look now, because here comes a horoscope for...
The Brain Eater!
Those who waltzed into this world between September 23rd and October 22nd will want to watch out for a very wet month, as the planetary rains of Neptune are carried via solar storm straight to your life force, causing an enormous amount of spiritual moisture to surround you. Because of this, you'll accidentally urinate in your pants while at work, head to the bathroom only to realize the water has been shut off for the day and nobody refilled the toiletries, then wake up from this nightmare to find yourself being rushed to the emergency room from your office due to complications caused by defecating too furiously.
Wow, that really went from bad to worse. Hopefully this won't turn out to be a fecal fatality.
I've heard of wet dreams, but this is taking it to the next level.
And we can't forget about our next one.
Scarecrow.
Those of you who peeked their tiny heads out of their mother's vaginal canal between the days of October 23rd and November 21st should look to the stars this month, as foreign materials flying through space will cause frequency disruptions in your senses. But if you listen closely, the stars will reveal their secrets, which will sound an awful lot like the aliens who have been beaming their secret plans of world domination through your metal fillings.
Do you think those devious dentists are in on the deal with the aliens?
I always knew there was a reason I haven't gotten my teeth checked out in 20 years.
Now get on over here because it's time for...
Sagittarius!
Those whose first sight of hospital fluorescent lights came between the days of November 22nd and December 21st may be feeling a little frisky this month, as the astral wines of star cluster K9 will be highly noticeable for you. As you wander through the park contemplating what your own butt might taste like, you will accidentally step on a demonically possessed corgi's tail, causing every dog you encounter to do everything in its power to avoid contact with you. But this lack of creature comfort will lead you to join a dog allergy support group, as it is the only place where you can feel welcomed. There you will make a new friend for the rest of your life, which won't be very long after he seals you in his wine cellar.
I myself prefer a nice cadaver-nay to complement my Buddha cheese cubes.
Well, since I'm lack ghost intolerant, I'd have to pair mine with a nice vegan Havardai and monster cheese.
And last but not beast,
Children of the Capricorn.
Folks founded between the days of December 22nd and January 19th should look to Mercury this month, as it will be in retrograde, so be sure to check out its new Trapper Keeper and Real Ghostbusters lunchbox. The immature feelings stemming from Mercury's blockage of your cosmic guide may leave you feeling lost. You can take solace in the fact that finding a path in life is always difficult, but it will be near impossible after the Witch of the Woods steals your eyes. After recovering from your wounds, your life will be looking up, strictly metaphorically speaking, when you encounter a tall, dark stranger who will mend your life. I'm sorry, I meant to say strangler who will end your life.
I always found it funny that the so-called real Ghostbusters were cartoons and the regular Ghostbusters were fictional characters.
Well, I'm a fan either way, as long as it's got my favorite hot dog-eating green ghoul. You can call me a Slimer Lifetimer.
Well, that's all the time we have for you, this shriek.
And from the depths of our blackened hearts, we wish you all a happily horrific Halloween.
And a spectacularly spooky Samhain.
From all of us here at...
But that's a different story.